And then, after a number of years, the husband, the first husband, shows up. So the halacha states in Zemuzet. So she suffers. So it's very detrimental to her. If she gets married and then the Baal shows up. So the male, when Bezdin gives her a heter to get married, the Isha will be very cautious in getting married. She will make sure that the husband is not alive. And she has ways of finding out, because she knows the husband, so she can realize if the husband had been alive, he would communicate to her anyway. So it's based upon the internet of Nitzchela Shachmar for the same point by Kalinzebe or the Nilsedat Biluligluye, so we are the Kishkure. So in other words, so it's a Biru Midaraisa. It's not the Biru of babies, but it's other Biru in the other Biru in also Chazoke in the Kriyatsir's money. So in other words, Midaraisa, she's allowed to get married. On the basis of certain umdenes of Nilsa Da Vida Liguya and Shakri Inche, because with Isha Dai Gemunze, that's a very reasonable terms. Teisves gives another terms. Teisves says, Eilachnam, Midaraisa. And then, some Rishenim say that there is discussions as a cost, because there is a Droshe in the Sifri. Loyokum Midachot Biish, Lecholomim Lecholchatos, Biush Midei Biish Midei Kom. Abel Biisho, Kom. So it's a special Nilsa Kosu. So, but Teisve does not mention that Sifri, and he says that So, in other words, there are two kinds of Akiris. There is one kind of Akire where the Akire is Chalal Yisa. So, Rifisho Chachomi, Hevi Keach to be Eker Yisa, like in Yoba Arakam. So, it was Eker Yisa of Shchut Echutz in order to be Makrish Liriyaba, to be Makrish Liriyaba. So, only Rifisho Bezdin has a Keach to be Eker Yisa. But when there is not, so Bezdin cannot be Eker. The Yisa Rishish, Chas Vishon. With Visho, if there is Isyo, so Bezin Agon will have a care to be a care in the Yisa Rishish, but not with it. But then, Bdomar Adene, so it's another kind of a care. It's not a care that is how on the Yisa, on the Yisa Rishish, but, or on the Yisa Tumeskeya. But, in other words, there is a halacha of this mitzvah, but me, the righteousness mitzvah means someone who is so neglected as a disease that there are no children. But if a certain disease is neglected, people don't take a real interest in the disease. But children, yes, he has children. But he has children, but he doesn't have a big funeral. So that's not in his mitzvah. That's not in his mitzvah. So the Chachomim had a Keach, Bezin has a Keach. If it is a Dovo Adeimel in this Mitzvah, even though only the Reisim, he is not Nichlau in the category of this Mitzvah, so the Dovo Adeimel, the Chachomim had a Keach, to be Machmis, to give him a Chalishem, give her a Chalishem, be Machmis, the Ktano, the Nisho Ktano, to be Machmis, her, in the category of the Mitzvah. In the category of the Mitzvah. So the male, so they give a Chalishem, so the Akira is not Chalad Yisa of Ritami Baal Dam. Not on that, Chachomim have no Keach to be Eka Yisa to Meskem. But the Akira means that since he's dangerous, mitzvah, even though with the Raisa's marriage, she doesn't have a Halal Shemes mitzvah, she is not so neglected and abandoned by everybody that she cannot even have Gabriel. But dangerous mitzvah there is. It partakes of the characteristics of mitzvah. Not in a full way, but, in other words, a mitzvah means completely abandoned. She is not completely abandoned. Well, I have enough Gabriel. But since the older relatives will take a lesser interest in her, because she has a husband, let her husband take care of her. So the male, so it's dangerous mitzvah. So if it's dangerous mitzvah, so the Chachomim have a keach to declare her as a mitzvah, to be machmis her in the category of mitzvah. But with the Haisei, it's not included in the category of mitzvah. But if the Chachomim say so, so they have a keach. In other words, it's like the keach of Hefkabez and Hefkabez in the moment. So if the Chachomim say that Ruben's moment should belong to Shimon, so with the Haisei, Shimon becomes the owner. Because the Chachomim said so. So the Dovra Deime. So if it's not the Dovra Deime, if it doesn't partake of the elements of Mes Mitzvah in any way, then the Chachomim don't have a keach to give a Chalishe Mes Mitzvah. And the same thing is true about Idechot. Because apparently this is Shiki is, after all, some of the Shem mentioned, I mean, that's mentioned in the Sefri, V'yokom Idechot B'yishu Cholomio Cholchatos, B'yishu D'nikom, Avon B'yishu Kom. So it's exosakosu. So apparently this is Shiki is, it's not smart. But what's the pshak that's smart? Now, in the case of an Idechot who comes, even on Hakum Messiah of the Tumim, and who comes and says Mes Bairo, so then we are not worried about the Issa Reshishish. Because after all, besides the Ides, the other Birurim also, the other Birurim, Chazoke, Rov, Svexveke, there are all kinds of Birurim in the Aloche. So true indeed, there is Aloche of Indomo Shebeleah Oporos Mishmai. So only two Eidim are accepted, are admitted in Dorosh Be'avo, but not any doubt. But that doesn't mean that there couldn't be any other evidence, any other Berurim, circumstantial evidence. So Mele, as far as the determination of the facts is concerned, so then Midraise, on account of the Aloche of Yilfed Avidol Yiluyel Mishat HaYinshe, and an account of the fact of Mitichim HaShachmarto Viseifo, so Yisho Daikeu Minzele, so there is an undene, there is a presumption that what the Idechot says is true. Because if there had been any possibility of not being true, so the woman wouldn't remarry. Because she knows the repercussions and the consequences in case the husband will ultimately show up. So if the Idechot comes and testifies that the husband died, and the woman, relying upon the testimony of the Idechot, so she gets married, so that means she is convinced that what the Idechot says is true. So as far as the Biur Hadovo is concerned, it's a Biur Midraise. And in general, it's not shayach to say a Biur Midraise. Because what does Biur mean? Biur means, in other words, that this is an evidence that the facts are determined. So either they are determined or they're not determined. It's not shayach to say. Midraise, we don't know whether the husband is dead. But with Rabbonon, we say the husband is dead. Doesn't make sense. Either he's dead or he's not dead. So it's not shayach to say a biro with Rabbonon. Here, when the Rishonim say that the Idechot is never with Rabbonon, they mean that the demoness of the Idechot is based upon the Rabbonon. If not for the Rabbonon of Teitze Mizeh Umizeh, then there wouldn't be any undene of Ishidaikon Mitzvah. Why is there an undene of Ishidaikon Mitzvah? Because the Chachomim were misakim in the case where a woman gets married on the basis of a testimony by Idechot, and then the husband shows up after a number of years, so then she has to be divorced. She states in his own Mizeh, so in other words, there are serious repercussions. So as a result of that, Takone, Midraise, She doesn't have to be Teitzei from the first husband, because when the Nishishish is Nizane B'sheyik, or Be'ines, so then she's Muteres Rabbi. So why is she Teitzei Nizel Mizeh? Teitzei from the second husband. But why Teitzei from the first husband? If the husband after a number of years shows up, she was not in the Zivo, she was not Mizane with the second husband, B'mezi, it was Mishgono. So neither I say she's Muteres with the first husband. But the Chachomim are Mizaki. As a result of this takone of Teitzei Nizel Mizeh, so mele there is a Yichoche Midereis. And as far as the Yichoche is concerned, it's not Chayach to say Yichoche Midereis. Yichoche is Yichoche. But there is a Loche. Midereis. So there is a Loche of Mishnai Meili Yom Dobo. So in Dobo Shem Real Koch Mishnai. So that means that Bezdi is not allowed to act. And no one is allowed to act in reliance upon the testimony of Yidecho, who is not an angel. Was not doing, but it has nothing to do with the Yisar HaShishish. It is not, because as far as the Yisar HaShishish, what kind of Yisar HaShishish is there? After all, we have the Choche of the Shittaita Mitzvah, of Yitzhak Abinu Nigui and Yishak Rinshe. So we are sure that the husband is there. If the husband is there, how can there be a Yisar HaShishish? But even if Rabbi Shmaya is Galil and the husband is dead, there is no Yisar HaShishish. But there is a loche, al pishnai mei yomdom. For example, the Rambam says in Perush HaMishneh that even if the Novi will come, in Dechot, Bezdin cannot act on the basis of the testimony of the Dechot. Even if the Novi will come and will say, will testify as to certain facts, Bezdin cannot be made money. Bezdin cannot be managed. But if the Novi tells us, we are sure that it's true, and suppose Meshavare, they are craving the apostle like this, so the Gemara always mentions, even Meshavari, we cannot become ladies. Is there any suffix that maybe Meshavari are not telling the truth? I mean, but still, Bezdin cannot be made to because it's Exodus Akosu of Pishnai Meir Yokondovo, even if we are sure that the facts are true. So, in the case where Nidecho testifies in the Bible, so because of Chimna Shechmato, the same for Ikaupo Vitfoso, because of Yusuf Abidu Nguyen and Mishak Reinshe, and because of Ishet Aikam Mitzvah, there is a Biro Midraise, what he'd say, a Yechochet Zodis, it's not a Biro of Vedek, and there is a Loche of Mishnai Medin of Midovo, so Midraise, Bezdin is not allowed to give her heifer to get married, and the woman, even though she's convinced that her husband is dead, she is still not allowed to get married because of Al-Pishnai maybe Yochum Davor. So the Chachomim say that this Idechot has a Chalul Shemedes. Why does he have a Chalul Shemedes? So in Kiyar Yashchom Lachlatir, the answer is, since it's Idomar Ademe. So Mimele, the Chachomim can give him a Chalul Shemedes. So Mimele, it's not also to Bezdin to be matter or nothing. And as far as the Yisar HaShishish is concerned, we are not worried about that because we have extraneous beholding that what the Idechot says is true on the basis of Yusuf Abidu Liguyev and Yishak Rinshe. I think this is what Rabbi Gershi means. As far, this is what Rabbi Gershi means. Shabir Rabbono on the Chom Nikachi Libye, Rabbi Gershi doesn't say that the Chachomim will hear everything she did. But it means, Teitzes itself says that in the case of the Gemara of Vasper, when the husband forced the woman to say Reitzan until she agreed, so neither I say, I don't mean to say Gomor Mak. But, Afkin Rabot Bishmei, why? Who also shall make a alien? So the name, what does it mean? It's a Keach, to be Makkiya Ikinyen. To be Makkiya Ikinyen. To be Makkiya Ikinyen if it's Dovar Adem. So there it's also Dovar Adem. Because Kedushin cannot take effect, so we need that solution. But Midraise, we say, Agavun Se Gomor Mak. But still, there is an element of coercion involved. Because her Das was obtained through force, through violence. So it's true, as a result of the violence, exercised by the husband, by the Mikadosh, so she gave her consent. So Midraise, there is das, But it's Yidovar Adeine, Shalom Midas. So since it's Yidovar Adeine, so Meir the Chachomim and the Keach, is Yesh Keach the Chachom Lachim Atire, to declare it, Shalom Midas. Shalom Midas. And this is how Rabbi Yashin explains, the Bora says, so, Kodesh Bibir, Malika Lemeima, so Shavur Abon Dulus is used. So Rabbi Yashin, that every Bibir has an element of Jesus. Since Rav Mingit Amen Tavi Bibir, so in other words, every act of Bibir is Pritzes, is an act of Pritzes. It's an act of Pritzes. Why is it an act of Pritzes? Because it has the semblance of the Biasmus. But it's not the Biasmus Mamesh. It's a Biasdush. So, Rabbi Gershon doesn't mean that anyone who's Mikani Bibir, so she's Mutaras Laome has to show them. Rabbi Gershon says, here there was a special Takonis Chachomim. The Chachomim were Matkia Bibushi. Why were they Matkia Bibushi? Why were they Matkia Bibushi? So, Thesis explains it. On the basis, Tesis explains the Gemara of Basra or the Gemara of Bomes on the basis of lack of real consent. Even though out with the Reise, there was consent. In the Gemara of Basra, so there was consent because Adavun said, Bono Mak, she said Reitza. But there is an element of no consent because after all, the Reitza itself was obtained through undue pressure, through violence, through coercion. So in the end she wanted, but how that consent was obtained? Through coercion, through violence. Because he hit her, he threatened her. He'll put her in prison. So it's true, as a result of that violence, of that coercion, she gave her consent. So with the right say, there is no lack of consent, but there is an element of lack of consent. In view of the fact that the consent itself was obtained through violence. She was happily married to the first husband, but she was a child, she was a daimer, but still a child, so he kicked her. You wanted to marry to me? So he said yes. So in other words, without any premeditation, she gave her consent to this. But it's not real das. So it's Dovra Deime to Balkor. So since it's Dovra Deime, Yeish Keyar Yachachomim, to give it the Chalishem of no das of Balkor. The Chachomim declared that to be Balkor. The Chachomim declared that to be Balkor. So the difference between this and Shach and Balkor. Bast. So over there, there is an element of no consent, because in the Gemara of Basra, so the consent itself was obtained through violence, through coercion, through brutality. And the Gemara of Bomes, again, there is an element of Balkor, even though Midrashe itself, so it is considered for that. But there is an element of no consent, because after all, he obtained her das, you know, without any premeditation, and while she was caught by surprise. So, al pidin midrashe, it's considered das, but it's deime to Balkor. So, means dovra deime, so Teisa says, if there are not you. Basheike, here, it's not. So here, Teisa explains the more here to this on the basis of Pnai. But Rabbi Gershon explains it also on the basis of Dovra Deime, is Yeshkiya Yachachomim Waki. So, because since every Gdushibir has an element of Biasnus, Rabbinit, it's a princess, every Gdushibir. But it's only has an element of Biasnus, but it's not Mamel Biasnus, it's Biasdushi. So, since it's Dovra Deime, with Biasnus, so the male, the Chachomim of the Keach, the Eikia. Where were the Chachomim of the Eikia in specific situations? Not the Chachomim were Eikia in all situations. So this is the Pshat of Rabbi Gershon in Shavur Avon Dosimus. Now, the thing I'm calling the Kasper that's in Rabbi Gershon. So obviously, Rabbi Gershon's Shita is the Shita of Rambam. The Rambam has a clause in Sefer HaMitzvahs that he doesn't include in the Minyan HaMitzvahs mitzvahs that are reduced to the Midrash, between the Midrash HaTeh and Drash HaTeh. Because everything that is reduced to the Midrash HaTeh and Drash HaTeh is Midrash HaSefer. So, I mean, it's inconceivable that the Rambam should say it's Midrash HaSefer. Of course, I mean, if somebody, so the Rambam calls Dushi Kesef Midrash HaSefer. But everybody knows, and the Rambam also spells it out, if a woman is miscatched to Kesef, and then somebody is more than her, so it's Chayim Mise, Chayim. So it's not in the Rambam. The answer is the Rambam doesn't even call it Rambam. And Migas uses the washing Rambam, but the Rambam is very careful not to call something that is reduced to the Midrash HaTeh and Drash HaTeh the Rambam. He calls it Midrash HaSefer. But Midrash HaSefer is an ambiguous word. Sometimes when the Rambam uses the term, the expression Midrash HaSefer, it means the Chachot Lo Misach. Sometimes when the Rambam uses the expression Midrash HaSefer like in connection with Dushi Kesef, he doesn't mean the Chachot Lo Misach, Chas V'Sholem, but he means the Sefer, the Chachot Lo Misach, he used it for the Midrash HaSefer and Drash HaSefer. But it's a derisive. As a matter of fact, in many Gersoyes, the Rosh Rambam is V'Hakesef, Din Teiro, V'Divrei Sefer, V'Din Teiro. So he spells it out. It's not Mamesh Divrei Sefer, Chas V'Sholem. It should be Divrei Sefer. The answer is, there are two types of derisives. There are derisives that are implicit in the Chiddush Mikra. The Gemara always says, in Mikra is in the Chiddush. So you can know that Rosh is, but the Mikra is in the Chiddush. The Mikra is in the Chiddush. Now, let's say, there are certain roshes that in Mikra is in the Chiddush, let's say, Breishis, Yisrus HaTeh Rosh and Mikra Reishis. But if you are going to translate the Torah into English, you're not going to translate it. Breishis, in merit of the Torah that is called the beginning, the world was created. I mean, it will be absurd to translate that passage that way. The Chiddush Mikra Breishis means in the beginning, or in the beginning of the creation, as Rashi explains it. So there is aloche in Mikra Yitzhi. But the drash of the Chachamim is also implicit in the connotation in the Mashmoyis Apostle. So there are two derises. There are derises that there is one category of derises that is implicit in the Shukishon Mikro, in the literal meaning, and there is another Mashmoyis that is implicit not in the Shukishon Mikro, not in the literal meaning, but in the drash, in the exegetical meaning. And both are Mashmoyis HaTero. So in regard to certain aloches, there is a distinction between that category that I say, that is implicit in the Chiddush Mikra, and the category that I say that is not implicit in the Chiddush Mikra, but is deduced to the Midrash HaTeh Rosh Hashanah. For example, there is aloche, Nishba Levatos HaMitzvah is a Shua Shoh. If somebody will take a Shua, he'll eat Chazar, he'll eat Medeira, it's a Shua Shoh. But suppose he takes a Shua, he'll eat the Chotzikaz Ais Chazar, the Chotzikaz Ais Medeira, so it's not a Shua Shoh. So what Chotishio doesn't matter, we learn it out from Kol Chile. So the Rambam says, because it's not Mifuresh the Torah. What does it mean from Mifuresh the Torah? It's not implicit in the Pshirish of the Torah. So there are two types of derisives. One derisive is a derisive that is implicit in the Pshirish of the Torah. The other type is a derisive, another category of derisives, that is not implicit in the Pshirish of the Torah, but is deduced to the Midei Shatiro Midrashes there. In regard to the Aloch, of Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah Yishua Shoh, so only Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah that is Mifurash B'Torah, that is implicit in the Pshirish of Mikro Yishua Shoh, but Nishba Levatel HaMitzvah that is not implicit in the Pshirish of Mikro is not Yishua Shoh. So the Mele, that's why the Rambam calls it the Resefrin. Chas V'Sholem, he doesn't mean Resefrin. And Rav Nigea Shin, though he calls it the Rabbonon, he means the Rabbonon, the Chazal, the Chachmei HaMaseiro, deduced it to the Midrash HaTeh Rosh HaTeh, but not Chas V'Sholem that it's in the Rabbonon. There is, Abigashna is made that there is a Chiyuv Mise for an Ishishi who became Mikudeshes through Dushi Kesef. But since it represents a separate category of the Isis, so in Mele, the Chachonim have the Keach to be Eikeah. That kind of Isis, when Gibor and Yivone says that Eikeah the Chachonim HaKadolim HaTeiro, So Dimone has reference to the devices that are implicit in the Pshitish Amikro, but the devices that are not implicit in the Pshitish Amikro, the Chachomim and the Keach. Joseph, the Chachomim and the Keach to be in Keach, a mitzvah of Shefer, something which about Isaac. But the Kumba say, if Pshitish Amikro, they have no Keach to be in Keach, but something that is not in the Pshitish Amikro, but it has a din of the Reseifrim, the other capital of the Isaac, the Chachomim and the Keach to be in Keach. This is the Shika coming back.
Shir Yud Aleph Nixuvos Chavav El Hitov Shin Mem Aleph, October 26, 1981, on Friday.
So the first question of Rabbi is that why did the Raisin, the Kim at night Uranus, is not the Kim at night, but with Rabbonon, because of Tureis, because of Kutseis, so it is considered a Kim at night. How are the Chachomim able to do it? Because of Matkin Rabbanim. Now the second question is, Ikid Amor Amarodet Mechino in Gittin. So that words, so according to the second question, there is no Matkin Rabbanim. So the Din Geraisa remains. Al Mekosov Arobe Yeshen is Gittin. Meis, Harin Zin Gittin Echino in Bosin Mikam Vashin Mosach Hidesh. Umeis Vishin Echino in Mosach Hidesh. Eini Gett. Meis Udin Gett. So all those Mishnahs that were mentioned by the Gemara in respect to the first Lashon, as Rayes in respect to the second Lashon, these Mishnahs are mentioned as Kashas. So, Ho Chol Arizige, Lo Rezo, it's a Raye that ain't Nahim Zigitim. Weil wir mit Malo Chol Nahim Zigitim. Ich gucke mal, ich gehe nach Hamis. Ich gehe nach Hamis oder nach Reiche. Wir wollen auch gucken nach Hamis. In the same way, except that in the first portion, so the whole Shaka will tell the rules by way of Reyes, and here is by way of Kash. Tosh, we ask you in the boss, and Kash, you know, so can you say, 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 you know, so can מכאן, ואשר שניהם הרגית, עושה, ניסה, בוא תהיה איני, ופס כמעט, ובוא נו, יכול לעשוי, יכול לעשוי, ובוא משבוע, אמרו לי, שמעט יהיה, שזה מורה סס, בוא נצא לשחיר השם, יחידו, ויבוא אל לעשוי, יבוא יעצנה, יהיו דעת סיינת. So that word, there is no מחלקת, no shout, in the case where the person, the Baal, spelled out. So whatever it spells out, is important. But the question is, when he doesn't spell out one way or the other. So the Melech, in the case of with Einzel Mishpilche, so the Melech, if it's an Einzel, if it's an Einzel Mishpilche, so then, since it is something that always presents itself to the Baal's mind, if he's So if his intention had been that in the event he fulfills the night, he doesn't come within 30 days because of an illness of Paschal Mavre, so the get should be hal, so then he should have said it. The fact that he didn't say it, so means that he meant that even if it will be fulfilled, even the tonight will be fulfilled, that way, with that kind of an illness that happens very often, it should still be the get should still be hard. Alright. Now do the faces. That brings on the face. Meisu di neget, di neget lachamis, hocho lachamis neget, di yuchol nami neget, vitayim yochen neget, mishumeines, So it's in again, why? Because the Kimat Nai Venus is not considered Kimat Nai. So I would know also that Kosh Mes, but even though the more later on says that there is no Kosh Mes, because on the contrary, we can say that where the Knai is Niskaya for death, so on the contrary, there is an Unterricht that the Baal wants to get to the Chal, because the death of the Baal is no probability, a primary motive in the giving of a get, because he wants to protect his wife so that she should not be an agudah, she should not be skuko, but so far the Gemara did not think of it. The hashtag at Rosika died in Messi Kilomina, Nichol and Tipu Kamilo. We deal with the Lehman Lechol Namelik, V.H. Tani Saints, who the Kobal needs to hold the Kosh Mez, or the Kton Mez, or Kamash, or the Kibla Hamise, or Slashin and Tabaye, the Yishin is in Kibla Hamise, like Hashis Kap, the Yishin is in Kibla Slashin, and the Kibla Hamise, and the Kat Hol, the Kibla Hamise, and 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 the Kibla Hamise, Harise git a lacham sof. So who makes is in the get? Elo a le git a lacham sof. So why does the Mishnah mention the case of Tnai and where the Tnai was fulfilled for Mise to tell us that in this case, for two reasons it's not a get. One reason is because it get lacham sof, but that it will only be shire if it doesn't say the action. Suppose he'll say, הרייזה גיטח מאחשו, אם ריבוסים קבע של מוס החידש, הוא מייז משך של מוס החידש. So then, we couldn't say in get לך המסים. But, there's another reason as to why it's in the get. In the get, because the key matna is famous. So we said, the other reason, even if you say, הרייזה גיטח מאחשו, אם ריבוסים קבע של מוס החידש, הוא מייז משך של מוס החידש, it will still be in it. הרייזה גיטח מייז לכם איזה, לך המסים. Lachamise, so it's not good, it's not hard. So the tam of Lachamise is the tam of everything. Have a tam de hulek, we atem we have the proxy, but we shoot them, we are hissing like a Tirem Shin Shalei. So actually, even though Tirem Shin Shalei is mentioned at the end, but the fact that it's in Shalei is the tam, as to why Lachotropes cannot be mafkish for me, is the tam as to why a shooter cannot be mafkish for me. Because it's not fully shoy. The whole habit is in the machine shop. We take a machine book, and I eat the hot lamb head, and tell you come to get in the Lahamise. The clan in the blue get the leash, the Lahamise, or tell you come to get in Parash. The old laugh in the rabbi saying, I will not eat the race, lash me no laugh in the rabbi saying. In other words, so only because of the same fact, we know that this Mishnah disagrees with the sheet of Abiseinu that's Manish of Shtar and Mechiyah. And so we know, because of the Seife, that the Manish of Shtar is not Mechiyah. So, but the Abba Mahid, the Reish of Hashim, not the Abiseinu. But the question is, after all, every death is his man. So, even without the Seife, just from the Reish, we would know that Manish of Shtar is not Mechiyah. Because the Reish says, the Rishi says, "Harizik gitach meisi, harizik gitach mechilis." The Rishi says, "We are maklum." So we know it from the Rishi. So it's a raya that Zmanish Hashtar is not mechiyah, because if Zmanish Hashtar is mechiyah, so it's me'achsho. So why does Mishnah say, "In yet lacham mitzeh"? So Tesis says, "No. As far as the Rishi is concerned, we could apply the Rishi to the case where there is no Zman. We can look maybe shein kos Zman Mishnah." So the get is still kosher there. We all down the translation to soon have an eye, she is man. So one of Shahid, there is no Isman, so it's possible, and that's not. So why does the Mishnah have to tell us that it's possible with any get? Because of the get like I said. We have an eye, she is man. So the answer is, so I'll be on the Mishnah that's not kosher. Or we should get like I said, because I don't know how to do אפילו לדעת ספר יפסול ברבון, או פיגט את איזו זמן, so two is possible. So it's possible that that way, even if she already got it, the Baal already handed over to get married. So, and so she's not allowed to get married. But suppose she got married, so we don't force her to be tainted from the second husband. In view of the fact that it's only Psul de Rabbanon, so in such a case, the Chachomim said, Loi tainted. So memory, Vashayimke, if it's Laham Yiseh, so there, Mashenke, if it would involve the dean of Engel Hamise, so then even if Lizes is there. Oh, she didn't get Hamise, but on Hochlo Makuma, in Ame, another parent, then the Mishneh, the first Mishneh, the Reish of the Mishneh, does not necessarily imply the Haloche, that a Smanish of Shtar is not Mechiah. Because, the Reish of the Mishneh certainly must have preference to a get that has his man, because if the get doesn't have his man altogether, so then it is possible the Eved, and let's go, because it's a getching his man, the answer is insofar as the pursuit of getching his man is concerned, which is possibly the Eved, so it's only if it has no man. But suppose it has his man, but his man does not consist of this man of the day, of the particular day, but of the Shonot, or even of the Shmir. So it's already kosher. In Amir Shikosu day, Shavua Shono Yechidesh, Dom of Shem Shem the kosher, the Zman in Chiyako. But since this man is so broad, in other words, it's in this and this year, so Mele, and then he died, let's say, 6 months later. It's still the same year. So what right is it? But because, so the male, so in Amish, because we should worry on the Chedesh, don't they say we did the kosher of the Chiyacho, in Amish, the Mucha. So if the get has no Usman altogether, so it's possible. Or if it's a Mugden, but suppose the get is post-dated, then it's kosher. So the male, we could say, the reishe, so from the reishe, it's not necessarily mucher la putin in Rabbi Sechim, because we could apply it to a get that is kosher, that has his man, but his man is mucher. So because of that, the Sefer has to tell us, this aloche la putin in Rabbi Sechim. Dilme, so Dilmore tried to mention a raya to Rabbi's first worship that Kim at night, Tuenes is considered the king at night. Is considered king at night because Shmuel said, "Lashmi Masye," and she was interested in the case of the get that was given by the Baal to the Isha, and the night was Yuvasin and Kevatot in the Yilmud, and then he came. He did not come within 30 days, even though he tried to come, because the bridge broke down. So Shmuel says, "No, there is no right." So there is no right. Why? Because Dil may stop. So, no, I'm sorry, this thesis is reference valid more. But the more I wanted to mention a riot from the safety, so may swab in the hollow. So the more I says, Dil may stop, people will usually people come here. Vim Tema. If we show say, אמרינו נוח להריה אמונו, פייט בשם אמונו שיגיע, ועמי להבגד, הולי ניח עלי ניטיטל כמי יום. נעובד גמורה עם גיטל. More than getting that kind of demon without. So there is a price. Ton Rabban, Zegitech Mayeh, So now the Baal didn't get to his wife, and he stipulated, if that she should be Midoreshes if he dies in the course of that sickness. So, and then he did die, but he didn't die from the sickness itself. He died in the course of the sickness, before he was able even to recuperate. No one knows whether he would have recuperated. But before he was able to recuperate from the sickness, he died. So he died in the course of the sickness. But how did he die? Not from the sickness. He died in the course of the sickness, but not from the sickness. He died in another child death. No full of bias, he should not. Anyway, suppose that I was in Miami, if I don't recover, if I don't become well from in that sickness, in this sickness, so, and then he didn't become well, but not because he died from the sickness. No full of bias, be kishin ochosh. How is it? So, maishne reishe or maishne sin. What's the difference? So Rashi explains it, Monashka. Maishnarish, any get, the unsedu ishriach, the limosika taite, the yoma, el, the yomu saudache. Maishnarish, I unsedu ishriach, asika taite, rechenano evagite, do mitechis echeli meis, the mechili zelu imashma, elo mitechili. Now, the Yerushalmi also has the same kash. Yerushalmi and Gittin also has the kash. As to the apparent spirit between the Reish and the Sikh. The Reish appears to say that the Kiyamat night where Enes is not a good Kiyamat night. But what the Reish says, if he says, Harizi Gitach Ma'ayeni Meisi Mechayu Zeh, and then he didn't die in natural death. Had he died in natural death, it would not be considered as a Kiyamat night Enes. Because that's what he said. But he died in unnatural death. Because of an accident. So, the Kimat Nai took place to Enes. And the Reisha says, Enigate. So that means the Kimat Nai to Enes in an unnatural way. A Kimat Nai in an unnatural way is not considered as a Kimat Nai. So then we should say, the safe, the kids are the safe. If we have in the safe, we know for by the Kishin Ochosh, also Enigate. So the safe says, Aretik. So I will be more than the Kashi and the Oshalmi. The Yerushalmi with the Teres, there is a difference. In the case of the Gitech Mayim, Meis Nechemzeh, so his nai was, if I recover from the sickness, if I don't recover, if I die, not recover, if I die from that sickness, did he die from that sickness? He didn't die from that sickness. He died because of an accident, because of an natural death. The bias collapsed. A Nochosh bit him. So maybe the Tnai was not this guy. Literally, the Tnai was not this guy. The fulfillment of the Tnai consists in the death from the sickness. But the death took place not from the sickness, an accident. So maybe there was literally no Kimat Nai. That's why the Rashi says it again. In the same way, the Tnai was not, if I die from the sickness, if I don't stand up in that sickness, if I don't become well in the sickness, so that I'll be able to walk around, so then you should be gracious. Did he stand up? Did he become well in the course of the sickness? No! So that night, in the same way, that night was literally fulfilled. That's why it's idea. That's the answer given by the Yerushalmi. But Gemara asks the same kashya as the Yerushalmi, the Bavli. And then the Teretz of Gemara here, the Bavli, is not the same as the Yerushalmi. And the Bavli gives the Teretz, Shonchei mitam, ochle yavi enmon. Shonchei mitam, ochle yavi enmon. In other words, we cannot reconcile, it's impossible to reconcile the ratio and the same. So in other words, if we say in the ratio, any get, so we have to say in the same fair also any get. If we say in the same fair, have any get, we have to say in the ratio also have any get. But the Basson of Grimori is that, in other words, it's like Tadre, Mishe Shonosu, Shonosu. In other words, the ratio and the same fair cannot be reconciled with each other. So in other words, the ratio is consistent with the Shite that the Kirmat Night Wayness is not the Kirmat Night. According to the Rinche, in the case of the Seife, it should also be in the Get. The Seife that says Arizige is consistent with the Shite that a Kimatai Fuenes is a Kimatai. So, according to the Seife, in the case of the Rinche, it should also be in the Get. So, the Bible doesn't give the same terms as the Yoshan. Why? So, obviously, there is a machleke between the Bible and the Yoshan. According to the Yerushalmi, so if he says Harim Zidik, so if Mesinchenze means if I die from the sickness, if the sickness will be the cause of my death, Mashinkin, according to the Babli, Harim Zidik, Mesinchenze does not mean if I die from the sickness, but if I die in the cause of the sickness. Now, if not for the body, he didn't die from the sickness. The sickness was not the cause, but he died in the cause of the sickness. So the Bible says that Ochle Avi Eilonu, in other words, in the case of Ochle Avi, in the same way, so we say that Eiliget, not Arizget. And the reason is why the same way says Arizget, because the same way holds, it came at night rainers, is the Kimat Nai, but we pass through that the Kimat Nai Kuenes is not the Kimat Nai. It's not the Kimat Nai. So, this is the discussion. Wim Tema. Wim Tema is that, 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 if he said, Wim Tema is that, Wim Tema is that, Wim Tema is that, and then an Ari, the Baal. So he died and not actual death. So Eilonu, that it should be a get. In other words, we say that it's not a get. Not a get. Not like the center of the price. Peirush Eilonu she a get. Vamai we have a get. Why is a get, even in the case of the center? Because the Kimatnai Venus is not the Kimatnai. But, more says here, that if the Enes is an Enes of Mise, then it is the Kimatnai. Because there's an Uter. That the Baal wanted to get to the Chal, if this nine is his kind for an Enes. Because after all, the get, this Mise is the primary motive in the giving of the get. Why did he give a get? Because he wants to protect her against being skuk on Yivu Mechut. So, Bamai Baal, the get, told him, Nichol Yitzhi Bukamiyot. ויש לו אימא, אבל כדי נגל שכיח הכלל, לא יעצי כדאי לי שירצה שיגיע. In order to understand fully this state's rest, we have to learn the cases איקדם, ודרגים ומדל, איקדם, אמר רוב את הכי נגיד. I mean, it's the same concept. Now let's go over that cases, because it's based upon the same concept. איקדם, אמר רוב את הכי נגיד. פוסק רק, תליש נקם, גנים את זה. והיא בראיה מיום הסכומי השעס ומיש השולח, כבר הוא יום הרי מחסיד נקותנימי, להבדית. להבדית. והיא משמעית הסיניז לי, וכן יהיה, דעו לדין כדעם רחב ביותר, כל אחד עם מלאי סציאי זה משתקם, והיא סמכים השני יהיה. וכושר, דימוס, so now what the masconi is, like the first lotion, that the kimak nai beinez is not the kimak nai. Even though I'm in the Reiser level, it is the Kimatnai. I'm sorry, a Kimatnai Venus is the Kimatnai. Even though I'm in the Reiser level, it's not the Kimatnai. But because of Tzuas, Tzuas, so the Chachomim of Misake, then it is the Kimatnai. because you know the Moses, the Mishra, so there is this But the Yerushalmi limits that one of this to the case of the Meisim. In other words, that when he says the Meisim, he means if I die from the sickness, if the sickness will be the cause of the death. But Teitzve says, maybe according to our Gemara, so even in the case where we say the Meisim, it also means if I don't recover because of the death occurring as a result of the sickness. So you cannot say that. The book of the heavy hot song, the Vitam Yeshenesu, that I would have been resolved in Adel Echadre, the couple of Kowinse, the Isiali, so there will be more mentions, right after that. How would have been resolved in Adel Echadre, who being sold a piece of land to Shimon, couple of a Kowinse, so he made the warranty, he guaranteed, every anus, if something happens to that piece of land, he'll reimburse the Rikeach for it. So, he was Mikabel. The Mishalik, we say people in Ari. He made this warranty because of certain kind of onsen that are likely to happen. But they didn't anticipate that the field might be flooded. That they didn't anticipate. But they made that warranty anyway, because of other contingencies that are very frequent. But the other contingencies didn't take place. But did he sustain the loss? Because of something unusual. Afikiminare, also the coming rabbine, omalei, zil shokalei, do kabine saloch polunse vinsya. So rabbine said, You have to reimburse it because you agreed, you promised to reimburse the Rikeach for any loss that might overtake the Rikeach in connection with the field. Omer Rabacheba, before Rabine, Unsinui Shriyahu, how can you say that his warranty implied that he will reimburse the Rikeach for any loss, but this is the kind of loss that is very unusual, and he didn't have that mind when he wrote that warranty, that guarantee. So he did not have that mind. He got the means of what will come from it. In other words, he's not tied to reimburse. So in other words, we say he came at night, the image is also a kimat nai. So here too, even if something something that is not likely to happen and that was not expected, so he still should be responsible. So the safe is mishabeshti, and because the reisha and the safe are inconsistent with each other. So in Mele, we have to pass the liberation that the Kimat Nai Venus is not the Kimat Nai. So here too, a guarantee, he stipulated that if something happens and there is loss, so then he'll reimburse the Rikeach, but the loss that occurred is an unusual loss, an Venus. So in Mele, that's not considered as a Kimat Nai, as a real Kimat Nai, so he's not responsible. That's how the Gemara passes. All right. So, as you say, the book of the Yosef, the Tanti Shemesu, that I will not lose of Nara the Chalpun, because the Chalpun said this Yalego, on my Rove Yilu Shriachu, on my Rove is the item of the Chalpun, and he gave, I'll lose the Shriach, if I say this Rove. So we cannot see. The reason is why the Bible says, he makes in the Chalpun, he said, you know, for Bible, you should know how she did. Because, not because the Kimat Nai Venus is no Kimat Nai, but because then he may see if the death will be the cause, if the chayri will be the cause of the death, not if there will be an anach on there. So then it has nothing to do with the shayla as to whether he came at night beinus is he came at night, or he came at night beinus is not he came at night. So what relevance does this vice have upon the case of the person who made the warranty that he'll reimburse the mekeach for any loss that will be that the mekeach will sustain? So it's a raya that according to our Gemara, when he says he makes in the chayil zeh, harayz editeh v'nocho bayu v'shenochosh, so in again, not because the tnai was literally not fulfilled, the tnai was literally fulfilled, because he makes in the chayil zeh doesn't mean if I die from the sickness, but he makes in the chayil zeh means if I die in the cause of the sickness. He did die in the cause of the sickness, but to an unnatural death. So the tnai was literally fulfilled, but the business fights it again because it was fulfilled, but twinnings. So, but the question is, upon the first motion of Wove, so there is a first Fakhomi, that you came at night the illness, because of Akhil Rablon Dushmane is considered with him at night. We only come about the group of the Kamish Ulikia, the name that we will be able to do it. They are in the Gimu in Yonah Innesi. They are in the Kriya Kwao, Kahit Misha Ove, after which the Kamish Ove, the Hoka Yuke, which are also in the Kamish Ove, 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 So in other words, and that cloud of three levels of honesty is mentioned by Sokhan HaMishem, by Moses HaShem it's mentioned. It seems to have been accepted. There is an inez of Shriach Kwaal, Kiahid in Mishor. And then there is an inez that there is an inez of Shriach Kwaal. And then... So, and then there is an inez of Shriach Kwaal. So now what? If it's an inez that is completely unusual, completely unusual, something that doesn't even enter into the mind of the person. A person, in other words, the average person doesn't think of Chas V'Sholem dying to an anatol. That's okay. I mean, today, people, so when they take out insurance, so many people do fill out certain clause in case of an unnatural death, so there should be double indemnity. But that's a matter of invention. But a natural person doesn't think, has to show it, of such things, of dying in an unnatural way. So melee, that's an image that we should have. An image that what is the criteria whereby we determine as to whether it's Shriach or not Shriach, or also Shriach Kwaal? I mean, so there is a very simple criteria. An Enes, the Shriach or not Shriach, means it is that kind of an Enes, while it's not usual, but it is something that a person, in the course of the vicissitudes of life, and this is thinks about it many times. It's not really, it's not frequent, but it thinks about it. It is something that the person, the average person, anticipates. Yeah, well, means that kind of illness, like has to show him dying to an unnatural death, which a person doesn't even anticipate. A person doesn't even anticipate. And when we say the person doesn't anticipate, we don't mean that he doesn't fantasy about it. No, all kinds of abnormal machshavot can present themselves to one's mind. But that's not something that the person anticipates. Just because, you know, in the course of fantasy, it flashes his mind. In other words, while a person is in a reasonable state, so there he doesn't anticipate such tragedies passing on. Alright, that's an individual shriach. So if it's an individual shriach, so then even the first lotion of Rove that says that there is a special takonis chachom, that the kimat nai beinis should be considered the kimat nai. So, but that takonis chachomim, that aptim rabon yudushinei, does not apply to an individual shriach. And then there is no reason as to why the chachomim should be matia yudushin in respect to an individual shriach. If it is an individual, so in other words, if it's an individual shriach, so even the first lotion of Rove will agree that it's not considered as a good kimat. If, and the other poem, if it is an image that is shriach ligamre, so that means every person thinks about it and anticipates. He knows that it can happen very frequently. So if it is an image that is shriach ligamre, so even the second washing of Rove will agree that it is considered a good kimat. It's considered a good kimat. That's why Paschim Adar. So, he said, so, he wanted to come, but then the bridge broke down. But the bridge broke down every Monday and Thursday. So Shmuel said, it is considered as a kimat nai. Because since the bridge broke down every Monday and Thursday, and he knew that. So if the intention of the Baal had been that in case he tries to come, but is prevented from coming because of the bridge breaking down, so then the get should not be hard. He should have said it, he should have mentioned it. He's a reasonable person. Why didn't he mention it? He couldn't say he didn't think of it. How is it possible he didn't think of it when it happened every Monday and Thursday? So the fact that he didn't mention that even if I do not come, because the bridge breaks down, if I do not come, because the bridge will break down, but I'll try to come, so then the get should not be hal, indicates that at the time he gave the get, it was his undivulged, hidden intention that the get should be hal, as long as he doesn't come within 30 days, even if he doesn't come because of an individual shriach like Pastor. So in other words, so what does it mean? In other words, since it's shriach ligamre, so it's considered as if it's stolen out. Now, suppose he would say, Harezi ditach in Ribosi mikam ablam yei. And in Ribosi, mishum lupaske mavre, Harezi ditach. So then there's no shy. So even if he didn't stolen it out, that there is an unten imucha, that this is what he meant. So there is no question about it. When are the two mishenets? When are the two mishenets? So on the Reise level, it's not a kimat nai. But whether the Rabbonon, we say it should be done again, right? That's shriach lo yishlach. Shriach lo yishlach. So this is what Teisa says over there. And here, the small Teisa says, V'yesh lema, v'dei nezu shriach lao, v'yati tadai te shi'i yotze she'ike. So Teisa says, but when can we apply the concept, the oneness of when we have the people coming over, that's only respect to an image that is shriach loish. Mashiach came, if it is. Let's say, me achshof in me bossi, me kam bad me israel, shubi, every person anticipates that. He knows that it is something that can be anticipated. Because Cheskas Chaim, all right, Cheskas Chaim. So the other Chazok is also, so there is Cheskas Yishish, there is Cheskas Muye, but all these Chazokes change, and Cheskas Chaim is also, like every other status quo, they change it. So the Mele, we can say, so in other words, Mise is the level of Shriach Loishriach. Mise, in other words, Shriach Loishriach by definition means something that a person doesn't anticipate to come, but he thinks about it. He doesn't really expect it to come, but he thinks about it. And the thought presents itself to his mind that it might happen. So in other words, Mise, natural death, is an aneis of Shriach Loishriach. So, in respect to an aneis, like Mise, natural death, of Shriach Loishriach, then we can say that even if we say that a regular aneis is Shriach Loishriach, let's say like Chilu, so is not considered as a Kimatnai, but the Shriach Loishriach of Mise is considered a Kimatnai. Why? Because of his devotion to his wife. So Mele, since Mise is something that the husband always thinks, maybe he'll die and then his wife will remain skukoli mulachwitze and it will not be so simple for her to get chwitze. So he thinks about it. So Mele, if he didn't say, in case I don't come within 30 days because of a natural death, so then you should not be migrashes. So the presumption is that his intention was that even the not coming within 30 days would be a result of a natural death, he should still be there. So that's only Shayach in respect to an aneis of Shriach Loishriach. Mashiimike, Fochle Avim, Nochum Bayis, Vitishinochos, that we Shriach Bao, an unnatural death. So there, we cannot apply this law of Losika Daivish and Yotashiim. Now the question is, the tesis, so in other words, this little tesis is in accord with the big tesis that I've given, the Daphilat. But the big tesis that I've given doesn't require an explanation, it's very simple. There are three levels. In other words, there is one level of Shriach Ligamre. So Shriach Ligamre, so the fact that he doesn't mention it shows that he doesn't exclude a Kim at night through that inness that is Shriach Ligamre. So it's considered as if he spelled it out. As if he spelled it out that even when it is the Kimat Nai will be through the tenets of Shriach Ligamre, it should be considered the Kimat Nai. And then there is another extreme. So it's an Enes with Shriach Klau. So then the Shriach Klau, so we cannot say it was his intention, because that's all he didn't think of. But how can we explain this principle in connection of Rinichali Tipu Kamiyo? Now, suppose, of course, a person is naturally an optimist. Natural optimist. So that's the reason as why the average person doesn't anticipate Chasticholet of an unnatural death. Doesn't it? Because by nature, instinctively, he's an optimist. He's an optimist. I think one great scientist, Flammarion, so he writes that man is unreasonably an optimist. Optimist, because, let's say, no person is afraid, let's say, well, in those days there was no plane, but there was a train, but there were accidents on train, so no reasonable person will refrain from using the train because there might be a train crash and get killed. But so many people, they buy the lotteries, and according to statistics, so the chance of Chas V'Sholem getting killed in a train crash, so is much more than the chances of winning the lottery, winning a million rubles. I mean, even if you talk of dollars. So, million rubles. Still, so many people are so hasty and eager to buy a lottery, but no one refrains from using the trade. Why? Because the person is naturally an optimist. Okay. So mainly, if the average person, the average normal person, doesn't think Hasan Sholem of an amateur gesture, doesn't think. And if he does think, so he says, he has to go to the psychiatrist if he does think. So he doesn't think about it. But suppose somebody would reveal to him, listen, you might, Hasan Sholem, be killed in an unnatural death because of an accident of Rubaiyat Shinofo Shoklani. So, and then he would have to give a get. Wouldn't he say that in the possibly come by the race Chedesh? And if somebody did reveal to him that in the course of his trip from the race Chedesh and go over the jungles, in the Boyes, the might has been shown, he might has shown perish because of Ochle Arion Kishinochosh. So then he certainly would say, when he gives the get, when he says, Imri Bosi, Mikamba Dineis Chedesh, and so you should be Mikarashes, and if Hasri Sholem is Ribosi, because of Hasri Sholem, this tragedy of Ochle Ari, you should be Mikarashes. He certainly would do it, because after all, he wants to protect his wife. So, what difference does it make to him whether the lot, the unfortunate lot of his wife, will be caused by natural death or by natural death? It will be the same unfortunate lot. So, how to write this case and say, Vishle in the Dabdi, we understand taste of distinction between the Nedes to Shriach Klau and the Nedes to Shriach Ligamba and the Nedes to Shriach Lishriach. But in respect to the slogan of the Nikolai, which is descriptive of the noble attitude of a husband, that he wants his wife to be protected and that she should be divorced rather than to be skuko liyimu lechlitze. So what if we ask about it? He didn't think of it because a person is naturally an optimist. But had he thought about it, had it been revealed to him that this tragedy is possible, so that he certainly would have stipulated that Suppose the Abede is Idor Hashem Bitzinam, but we know that the one who was there didn't know that he was there. He didn't know. We know that he doesn't know that he was there. And then somebody picked it up. Somebody found it. And he knows, usually, if a person finds Idor Hashem Bitzinam, he doesn't have to anticipate the possibility. Maybe the loser didn't know, because Odom also the Mashvish, the Kisei the whole show, so we take it for granted that he found it out in a minute after he lost. But suppose it is a situation that we know that the loser doesn't know that he lost, and then somebody else found it. So Abaye says he's not allowed to pick it up, because usually Nidas is what that means. Seems, usually Nidas means a useless subjunctive. If the owner, if the loser, would have found out about it, would have been told about the loss, he certainly would have said, my words on this. But he didn't, actually didn't say. So in other words, there is a use in the subjunctive. Had he known, he would miss Yahweh. But actually, there is no use. So, Rope says, you shall need that, have a use. Use in the subjunctive is a good use. Even though he didn't actually have it, because he didn't know. But if somebody were to tell him, you know, you lost, a diamond watch, there was a hole in your pocket, and you lost the diamond watch, he certainly would have said, a violet is on peace. So constructively, al-Qadim is considered a